News. I'm Ben Thomas.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
Special Counsel Jack Smith. The 37-count felony indictment alleges Trump improperly stored sensitive documents on nuclear capabilities at his Florida estate, repeatedly enlisted aides and lawyers to help him hide the records when investigators demanded they be turned over, and cavalierly showed off a Pentagon plan of attack and classified map. Sagar Magani reports the case has been assigned to a judge Trump appointed.
Judge Eileen Cannon faced criticism earlier in the documents investigation for granting Trump's request to have an independent arbiter review materials the FBI found at his Florida estate. Some experts say Cannon showed Trump undue deference with the order, which was later thrown out by a federal appeals court. Cannon's appointment is a rare bit of good news for Trump, who is now the first ex-president to face federal criminal charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Boris Johnson says he's quitting Parliament. The move comes after the former British Prime Minister was informed he will be sanctioned for misleading Parliament about gatherings that breached pandemic lockdown rules. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their counteroffensive and are suffering significant losses. Kyiv has stayed silent on a counteroffensive. Meantime, Charles de Ledesma reports Putin also says tactical nuclear weapons will be deployed to Belarus next month.
The U.S. government believes Russia has about 2,000 of the tactical type, which include bombs that can be carried by aircraft, warheads for short-range missiles, and artillery rounds.
And the White House says it has intelligence indicating Iran is helping Russia build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow. This is AP News. Now to the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway in Aruba. In an Alabama courtroom today, the key suspect pleaded not guilty to extortion charges. Jackie Quinn has details.
With Natalie Holloway's family watching, Yaron Vandersloot was led into a Birmingham courtroom wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and shackles. Family spokesman George Seymour.
It's just surreal. You know, to have 18 years to the day, almost.
Vandersloot pleaded not guilty to charges. He tried to extort money from the missing teen's mother in exchange for revealing the location of Natalie's remains. She was last seen in 2005, leaving a bar with Vandersloot on a class trip to the island of Aruba. He was extradited to Alabama from Peru, where he's serving a 28-year sentence for killing a woman there in 2010. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.